the state's Economic and Community Development Department says it needs this confidentiality bill to compete for business with other states. How did high-ranking members of the governor's own party come to oppose it?
There are questions that simply weren't answered in the bill, like if you get this secret information from the company, how long does it stay confidential? And those sorts of unanswered questions, still not answered even today, caused some hesitation.
We first heard that hesitation, though, from Democrats, right?
About a week prior to this, a couple of Democrats stood up on the Senate floor and just kept harping on the question, you know, these folks are asking for state money paid for by taxpayers, but we don't even know who they are. Suppose it's a relative of somebody in the administration. Suppose it's a relative of somebody in the legislature. Is that not going to raise eyebrows when it comes out?
We heard an interesting comment from Senate Speaker Ramsey last week referring to the business background of the ECD Commissioner, Bill Hagerty, who made his fortunes in the venture capital world.
I'm extremely impressed by Commissioner Hagerty, and I just don't think he was looking at it as a businessman over the years doing the venture capital and all that, what they were able to do, not realizing that it takes 17 votes in the Senate and 50 votes in the House to pass anything.
Joe, what are you hearing there from Senate Speaker Ramsey?
With taxpayer money, you can't take shortcuts. You can't go from here to there without showing your work, as your math teacher used to say. You got to make square corners so that the voter knows that you didn't do something sneaky with taxpayer money.
Now, the folks in the Economic and Community Development Department tell us, you know, they want to do a better job of vetting companies and that what they're asking to keep confidential are documents that companies will not turn over at this point because they don't want them to be public. So, in effect, what's public now would remain public, but it sounds like that didn't ease the concerns.
That's the way it was described. But you can read the bill, and in plain language, it says this information that we're asking for doesn't become public until the applicant says it can become public. That raised a few eyebrows in both parties.
When it comes down to it, opponents are saying you can't always run the state exactly as you might a private business, right? Are there other areas where Republicans might even push back against the governor on that front? Because, I mean, he said himself the state should run something like a business.
One of the places where the governor may still run into a little bit of problem is his proposal to redo the civil service protections that currently exist for state employees. Example, he was, I think, surprised last week when somebody asked him about the veterans' preference, something that people in private sector don't have to pay any attention to. A lot of politicians have a lot of time invested in talking about how much they respect veterans. It's a hard thing to ask them to vote to do away with that preference.
Even though it might make business sense.
It might make perfect business sense, but it does not necessarily make political sense. We're watching an administration on a learning process, learning how to adapt to a political milieu rather than the private industry milieu that most of them came out of.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Joe White is WPLN's state capitol reporter. I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.